Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. I'm joined by last night's winning pitcher, Michael Colden. Michael, good job on the mound last night. Earned another win for the Shorebirds. And as we get into the second half of the season here, first year for you in Pro Bowl, how would you describe the way it's gone for you so far?
We're flipping the script. We're turning another page. Second half of the season started. First half's in the past. We're just going to start rolling.
Now, how did you feel like the first half went specifically for you?
It wasn't bad. We had some ups and downs, me personally. Injury here and there, but nothing crazy. We're back on the path we need to be.
Going from Division II college baseball to obviously Pro Bowl now, what's that transition been like for you?
It's the same mindset. I still got to compete. I got to throw strikes. They're still batters. They're still human. They could get out, and I figure it out.
Has there any major differences in terms of the batters you're facing at this level compared to college?
Oh, yeah, obviously. These guys are much more well-rounded than the guys that I would face, but still, all in all, not much of a difference.
What's maybe been the one thing maybe you've worked on the most here or you feel like you've developed the most since you've started as a pro?
Just the mindset, you know. I understand that when my number's called, I have a job to do, get the job done. Then that day's done, go on to the next day, trying to get back to where I need to be for the next time the number's called upon.
Now, how does it feel working as a pro and not having to worry about schoolwork anymore and just kind of be able to focus on this as your full-time job?
It's pretty interesting because for just the love of the game, just being able to wake up every day knowing got another game, it's just so grateful.
As a Division II pitcher, how grateful are you for this opportunity? Because obviously talent goes pretty deep in baseball, and I think you're a pretty good example of that, of a guy who comes from the lower ranks of the college game to the pro level. So for you to get this opportunity, get drafted by the Orioles, how appreciative have you been to be here right now?
It's out of this world. I just needed the opportunity. And, you know, everyone's like, oh, why didn't you transfer? I was like, I had faith in my coach. He brought me every place that I need to be, put me in the summer leagues I needed to go to, put me in the opportunities that I needed to do and succeed. And then these guys would start turning heads and they'd realize, all right, he's legit.
What summer leagues did you pitch in?
I pitched in the Coastal Plains League my sophomore year. Did good that year. Made the All-Star team. That was great. I was the winning pitcher, actually, which was pretty cool. And then last year was in the New England Collegiate League, NECBL. Was in Rhode Island on the Waves. And that was another great league, bunch of great guys, competition. Got the All-Star bid for that one, too. And then the draft came around, and I was like, all right, let's see what happens.
How important are those summer leagues, in your opinion? Because it seems like it maybe is more important for guys like yourself who maybe have something more to prove.
Absolutely. Those played a big help for me because the question was always asked, oh, he's doing it against D2 guys. Can he do it against everyone else? So when they put me in those situations against those D1 guys, the big D1 guys, oh, these, this, that, all right, that's great. I want to see how I match up against these guys. And if I beat you, good.
Before the draft process began, did you know the Orioles were in on you?
I knew that they were kind of interested because I went through a bullpen at their facility. And I was talking with Forrest, and he was like, hey, that was pretty good. We'll keep in touch. And then the scout, Donovan, he was like, you did a good job today. And it was great. And it was even better because after the bullpen, he got us tickets to the game, so we got to watch the game. It was so much fun.
Who pitched that day?
It was Kimbrel. It was awesome.
Do you have a pitcher that maybe you model your game after?
No, not really. I kind of try, which is hard to say because, like, he's just so good. Like, Jacob deGrom, I loved watching Jacob. Still do. I love watching him pitch. I grew up a Mets fan, so when watching him step on that mound, it was just magic every time he touched the ball. And that's what I just want to be.
Talking about pitcher Michael Colden, a couple more things for you. It's almost been about a year to the day when you did get drafted as an 18th round pick. What was that moment like for you? And as you get that deep into the draft, was there maybe a little bit of a worry that you weren't going to hear your name called?
Yeah. When we finished day two, I was like, all right, that's okay. There's another day. And then day three started rolling. And I was like, if the name gets called, the name gets called. If it doesn't, we just go back to work, figure it out again.
And then lastly, on the other side, Nick DiCarlo, also a Felician pitcher. How cool is it to see him not only pitch at this level, but also on the same field with you now?
It's honestly a dream come true. That's my brother. I would literally do anything for that man. And to see him go through everything he's done, he's had a windy road. And now he's here, and I get to share the field with him again. It's all smiles. It's great for him.
Michael, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the way, and it's been fun watching you pitch.
Awesome. Thank you for the time.
Pitcher Michael Colden. We're back with Stern Lamps and more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.